Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
This might be premature, but in light of what the Bears have accomplished this offseason, did they become Chicago's sports team closest to a championship? We talk about championship window open, but how realistic is it? How many years are they away to do what they can do? And do you think Matt Eberflus will be the coach if they play for a title?
Wow, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, aren't we? Day after the draft, a couple days after the draft, wondering if the Bears are the closest team in Chicago to a title. I still don't think so. I still don't think they are, with due respect to the draft that they had. I think all of us thought it was A category for grading quickly, and that's ridiculous to grade a draft within the first 36 hours, but that's what we do. They got an A. They deserved it. But I don't know that they're still close or closer than, say, the Cubs. Cubs go out and get a closer at the deadline. They are legitimate World Series contenders this year. This year. That's baseball. The Diamondbacks played for a World Series last year. Did you see that one coming? No. It's baseball. There's variance. There's all kinds of things that happen in October. So the Cubs are a closer away from really cementing that status as the Chicago team closest to a title. The Hawks are probably 3 years, 5 years away still. I don't even want to talk about the White Sox. The Bulls, we just did. The Bears, though, I think within the first 3 years of Caleb Williams' career, if things go according to plan, yes, they are in a position to make a run in the NFC, to win the NFC championship game and to play in a Super Bowl. If you play in a Super Bowl, you can win a Super Bowl. So I don't think that's outrageous. I think the Super Bowl window opened over the weekend a little bit wider. And I think if you look out into the distance and you predict the future, as we like to try to do, you could see within the next 3 years them being in that realm to be competitive for an NFC championship. And as I said, if you are competitive for an NFC title, you are a Super Bowl contender. So they're on the right track. They got the right guy. They have, I think, the right guy putting the team together. And if it's within the next 3 years, I do think that Matt Eberflus likely will be the coach. I think sometimes as we continue to consider this or discuss it, if you have the right player at quarterback, the head coach is maybe not as impactful as he might need to be if the quarterback isn't as gifted or as special as Caleb Williams seems. So I think it's still the Cubs in Chicago, but the Bears are on the way.
Yeah, the Bears are on their way. I guess, I mean, we're talking about Stanley Cups and Lombardi trophies here. That's what we're talking about? Okay, so we're not talking about winning divisions or winning, right? I mean, that makes it different. I want to say the Bears. I'm super excited. I'm pumped up. I'm not going negative, you know, because Jalen Johnson said on the station yesterday they need a little bit more beef on the defensive line, and the offensive line has their own issues and questions. But it's probably the Cubs. It's probably the Cubs are the closest today. I'm really impressed with what they've been able to do considering all the injuries they've had to set a record and be in first place as we're about to hit May 1st tomorrow. But listen, it's exciting. And, you know, you guys talked about it yesterday, too. Part of this is, you know, how many nationally televised games are the Bears going to be on when the schedule comes out in the next 10 days or so, or, you know, 15 days, however many ever days it is. But it's going to be a lot, which means, again, they're not just relevant here. They're relevant to the country.
Yeah, I mean, listen. The Cubs, I got to see the Bears play. I just want to see them play. I want to see this team on the field. I want to see what it looks like. I want to see how I feel about this team after a few games. I just want to get a feel for who they are and what they can do, and I'm excited about it. But, man, I mean, we're sitting here talking, are they going to win the Super Bowl? I honestly don't understand why they didn't change coaches. I felt like, you know, if you're asking me if Jim Harbaugh is coaching this team and they get this draft and they have all these players, do I feel like they can win a title? Yeah. I mean, that's good. Do I feel like Flus is going to win a Super Bowl? I mean, it's a real hard one because, yeah, I mean, I'm old enough to have been at the Super Bowl and seen Barry Switzer win it. I mean, Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. So I'm not sure how much the coach, how important that is, and how, you know, if you build a Super Bowl team, I think anybody can win a Super Bowl because Barry Switzer did it, and he did it just because Jerry wanted to insult Jimmy. That's how goofy that thing was. But they did win a Super Bowl. It's hard not to acknowledge that fact. I feel like Craig Counsell is going to win a World Series with the Cubs. I feel like he's going to be here long enough, and he's good enough that they're going to win a World Series. I feel like the Cubs are still getting their act together and figuring out who they are, and I like the comp with Arizona. But I feel like, you know, there's going to be a player, whether it's like Owen Casey. There's going to be somebody that we don't even know yet is going to wind up being like an unbelievable talent among that group and is going to help them to win
MVP,
a World Series.
MVP type.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And it's not the obvious one right now.
Yeah.
But there's somebody there that's going to be an award-winning guy. And they got him on the way, and they're really looking like they're loaded for the future. And I think Craig Counsell knows how to manage, and I think he's going to do a really good job. And I have seen them play in the month of April, saw them play a little bit in March, and I feel like they're headed in the right direction. It's hard for me to not acknowledge that fact. I just got to see the Bears play. I just got to see what it looks like. I want to know what Shane Waldron's done. I want to know, wow, look at that play, look at that play. All I really want to see, I want to see him kind of march down the field. I want to feel like they can just keep rolling over the chains and they can win. And I don't even need the home runs. I don't even need, like, the big moments. I need to see consistency.
Proof of life? You want to make sure that Caleb Williams is actually on the way?
As long as Caleb Williams is playing within what he does and improving every year, they're going to get there. But I don't want to see him feel like he's got to be like an immediate superstar, right? I mean, I want to see them. If they are as balanced as we've heard, and if they are as kind of imperceptible, whether they're better on offense or defense, as some have said, as complete a team, let's just watch that. Let's watch that happen before we just a little bit before we give them the Super Bowl title. You know, beat the flower. Don't go watch basketball with them.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.